ABC Radio Australia.
The government of Vanuatu is requesting more information from Australia following reports that more than 50 Nevan seasonal workers have had their employment terminated. Details are sketchy and Vanuatu's Deputy Prime Minister Ismail Kausakau is calling for answers. But in the Queensland city of Bundaberg, pastoral workers have been providing support to distressed Pacific Island labourers who are out of a job. However, as Evan Wasuka reports, the situation could be more complex than it seems.
Vanuatu is the biggest provider of labourers to Australia under the seasonal worker program, with over 2,700 workers in the country as of January this year. But a tweet from Vanuatu's High Commissioner to Australia describing 50 of his countrymen getting the sack from a farm in Queensland has set off alarm bells across the Pacific. In Vanuatu's capital, Deputy Prime Minister Ismail Kausakau is calling for answers.
Talking with Australian High Commissioner in Port Vila trying to get a hold of the reasons why they have been terminated. And once we get all the information of the reason and whether we'll be able to be in a position to respond or react.
But it's a complicated situation, as the ABC has been told that the workers at Bundaberg are not under the SWP, as they had left their approved employer last year to take up new work. Sister Janine Bliss is from the Australian Catholic Religious Against Trafficking of Humans in Bundaberg.
They're facing terrible situation. Most of them have been labelled as runaways or absconders. And this is a term that's derogatory, obviously. So there needs to be some work done on addressing the real issue for this particular group of seasonal workers. Why have they run away from their original employment?
The ABC has previously reported on seasonal workers leaving their employers because of a lack of work hours, low pay, high accommodation costs and exploitation. Others have also been lured by the offer of higher and better pay. Sister Janine says regardless of whether or not they're with the government program, there's a crisis going on in Bundaberg.
Over the weekend, they were advised. So on Friday, I think I heard between 20 and 30. On Saturday, the number had gone up to 50. And then Sunday, I was hearing 70. So we're still trying to ascertain the exact number. But the High Commissioner has met with all the workers and interviewed most of those workers.
Vanuatu's High Commissioner to Australia, Samson Farevivili, is currently in Bundaberg but hasn't responded to the ABC's request for more information. Sister Janine says the details aren't clear right now and she's calling for Australian authorities to investigate.
They're certainly distressed at losing their jobs. None of them have received letters advising them of their situation, you know, termination letters. So, like, that needs to be investigated, I suppose, as to why they haven't received termination letters or actually been advised that they were going to be terminated. In Australia, the law is that you get three warnings before you're terminated or sacked. You know, it's another big issue that needs to be investigated.
Since the resumption of the seasonal workers program this year, Vanuatu has led the way in providing workers to Australia. Deputy Prime Minister Ismail Kausakau says it's too early to say if this latest incident will affect the program.
At the present time, it's premature to comment about it. We need to know the reasons for the dispersal. At the present time, we will always enjoy a good relationship with the Australian government and the New Zealand government, for the matter, in relation to seasonal employment.
Sister Janine believes this type of situation could also be happening in other parts of Australia and not just in Bundaberg.
Other Pacific Island nations that have got seasonal workers here to check with your people, find out what's going on, offer as much support and importantly, pastoral care. And we need to be united in our response. This isn't just happening, I'm sure, with people from Vanuatu. Like all Pacific nations that are signed on with the seasonal worker program need to be aware of situations that can affect their their workers and be committed to their welfare.